I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. It continues to be a cool, rainy spring. While our shrubs and trees are taking their time leafing out, nothing stops the lawn. It's been growing a mile a minute, and mowing is difficult with the soggy soils. So it's a good time to talk about organic lawn care. First of all, if your lawn is so wet there are puddles or the characteristic squishing sound as you walk, avoid mowing. If the grass is becoming a jungle, then mow with the lightest weight mower possible so not to compact the soil. Mow it 3 inches tall to create a thicker, lusher lawn with a strong root system. This will deter browning in summer when the weather gets dry, and it will, and prevents weeds from moving in. Leave the clippings on the lawn to decompose and feed the grass. If the lawn has gotten out of control with all the rain, then mow in stages, slowly decreasing the mower height to 3 inches. Avoid scalping the lawn. This harms the grass growth point and opens up the lawn to weed seeds. Seed and patch the lawn now using a grass seed adapted to your conditions. Sow a mix with Kentucky bluegrass for full sun lawns. For part shade, find a mix dominated by creeping or fine fescue or turf type tall fescue. If you're only fertilizing the lawn once a year, do so in fall. However, top dress the lawn with a 1/4-inch thick layer of compost now. Then, overseed with a similar grass type that you're already growing to grow a thick mat of lawn. Even if you remove weeds by hand digging or spreading an herbicide, they'll come right back unless your lawn is thick and healthy. And now for this week's tip. Start hardening off your vegetable seedlings now. Place your seedlings in a protected spot outdoors out of the wind. Increase the time spent outdoors each day so that in a week, your plants will be ready to pop into the soil. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about zinnias. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.